The prophecy further says that he will be Asavit Areta, who will fight against the evil of the humankind and will fight against the drug of the two-footed brute. And we know that our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, fought against the evil of the humankind. If you further read in the Zayt Avesta, Zamyad Yash, chapter number 16, verse number 95, also mentioned in the Sacred Books of the East, volume 23, Zayt Avesta part 2, page number 308, it says that his friends, the friends of Asavet Areta, they will be against the devil. They will be well thinking, well hearing, well seeing, and will have good moral values, and not a single falsehood had been uttered from these companions. This verse of Zend Avesta again speaks about the beloved Prophet, calling him Al-Astavit Areta, the praising one. Translated Arabic means Ahmad, peace be upon him. And it speaks about his companions, the Sahabas, which says that they will fight against the evil. They will be well thinking, well seeing, well hearing, well behaving, will have good moral values, and they will not utter a single falsehood. There are even prophecies in the Dasatir, that the Parsi scriptures, about the advent of a beloved prophet. It says that when the Zoroastrians, the followers of Zoroaster, then they go away from the teaching of the prophet and will become dissolute. There will be a person who will arise along with his companion, who will subjugate the Persian, who will defeat the arrogant Persian. And these followers, they will not worship the fire, but will face towards the Kaaba, the house of Ibrahim, peace be upon him, which will be free from all the idols. And these people will be a mercy to the whole of humankind. They will rule the land, the sacred land of the Parsis, that is Persia, Bas and Tarkan. And this man will be eloquent and generous. This prophecy fits to no one but the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and speaks about the Sahabas who stopped the fire worship and prayed towards the house of Ibrahim alayhi salam while they offered the prayers. If you further read in the Bandai Shiash, chapter number 60, verse number 627, it says that Sotian will be the last prophet. That means the praiseworthy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, will be the last prophet, which is the same thing mentioned in Surah Ahzab, chapter number 33, verse number 40, which says, Khatamun Nabi'een, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the seal of the prophet. Let's analyze the prophecy of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the Buddhist scriptures. If you read the Buddhist scriptures, that is Chakkavatti Chinna Sutana, D111-76, it gives the prophecy of a Maitri. And this prophecy is repeated in most of the sacred scriptures of the Buddhists. It says that there will be coming a Buddha by the name of Maitri, who will be a holy one, a supreme one, the enlightened one, endowed with knowledge, will have wisdom, will be auspicious, will have knowledge of the universe, will receive eternal law, supreme knowledge. He will preach a religion which will be glorious at the beginning, at the climax, and at the goal. He will preach the religion of truth, same as the Buddha. But this Maitri will have thousands of followers, while Buddha has only hundreds. This prophecy is further repeated in the sacred books of the East, that this Buddha who will come by the name of Maitri, he will have thousands of followers, while present Buddha has only hundreds. It's also repeated in the Gospel of Buddha by Charis, page number 217 and 218. Now, if you analyze the word Maitri, it means a beneficent one, a merciful one, a person who's kind, who's loving, who's merciful. And one Arabic equivalent word for Maitri is Rahmat. And our beloved Prophet, the Holy Quran mentions in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent thee not but as a mercy to the whole of humankind. And every chapter of the Holy Quran, except for Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, begins with a beautiful formula, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. And the word mercy is mentioned in the Holy Quran no less than 409 times. So this Maitri, which the Prophet speaks about, refers to no one but our beloved Prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Further, if you read in the Buddhist scriptures, in Mahaparinibbana, chapter number 2, verse number 32, which is also mentioned in the sacred books of the East, volume number 11, page number 36, it says that the Buddha will not differentiate his teachings between exoteric and esoteric. The Buddha should speak the truth and should not have, his knowledge should not be like a closed fist of the teacher. That means whatever he teaches should not be something which is partly open and partly closed. And we know our beloved Prophet spoke about the Holy Quran in public. And even today, the Holy Quran is recited in public. And he said that none of the Muslims should hide the teaching of the Holy Quran from the other human beings. If you further read, in Mahaparinibbana Suttana, chapter number 5, verse number 36, in the sacred books of the East, volume number 11, page number 97, it says that as the Buddha had a servitor by the name of Ananda, so will the Buddha Maitri to come will also have a servitor. And the servitor of the beloved Prophet was Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, who was given by his parents, his mother and father, to the Holy Prophet at the age of 8. And the Prophet called him as his beloved son, or the beloved little one. And Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, he stayed by the Prophet at the time of war and peace, even in good times as well as bad times, till the end of his life. And even during the battle of Uhud, even at the age of 11, he stood by the Prophet and protected the Prophet when he was surrounded by the enemy. Even in battle of Hunain, when the archers fired at the Prophet, he was there to protect the Prophet. You can very well compare him to Ananda, who even when the mad elephant rushed at Buddha, Ananda stood by Buddha. Further, if you read the Gospel of Buddha, by Charif, page number 214, it gives 6 criteria for the Maitri. And all these 6 criteria fit perfectly to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It says that he will receive enlightenment at night. When he receives enlightenment, he will be lit up. He will die a natural death. He will die at night time. And you know how the Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said that when the Prophet was dying, there was no oil in the lamp, and she borrowed oil from the neighbor, indicating that the Prophet died during night time. Point number 5 says that when the Maitri will die, he will again be lit up. He will become bright. And last is, once he dies in the physical form, he will never appear in the physical form in this world, which refers to no one but our beloved Prophet. There are several prophecies. If you further read, in the Dhamma Padda, sacred book of the East, volume 10, page number 67, it says that the Tathagatas, that means the Buddhas, they are only preachers. And the Holy Quran says, in Surah Rashia, chapter 88, verse number 21, it says, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ, for your job is to deliver the message. The job of the messenger was only to deliver the message. His job was not to convert the people. Same Dhamma Padda, sacred book of the East, volume number 10, page number 67, says that the criteria for attaining salvation is righteousness, which is similar to as mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Asr, chapter number 103, verse number 1 to 3, which says, Wal-Asr, إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. That by the token of time, man is verily in a state of loss. Except those who have faith, those who have righteous deeds, those who exhort people to truth, that is to dawah, and those who exhort people to patience and perseverance. These are the minimum four criteria for a person to enter Jannah according to the Holy Quran. And one of them is righteousness. Let's discuss the prophecies of a beloved prophet in the Jewish and the Christian scriptures. Before we discuss that, I'd like to relate to you an incident which took place between Reverend Paul Fender and Maulana Rahmatullah Karangi before we got independent. Reverend Paul Fender asked Maulana Rahmatullah Karangi to have a debate. The Maulana said that I don't know English, I only know Urdu. So after a few months, Paul Fender, he learned Urdu and said, okay, now I know Urdu, let's have a debate in Urdu. So during the debate, Paul Fender said, but why don't you start? So Maulana Sahib said, since you are our guest, you should start first. So Reverend Paul, he said that, is your Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is he dead or alive? So Maulana Sahib said that spiritually he is alive, he is Hayatul Nabi, but physically he is dead, he is buried in Medina. The next question the Reverend asked, that where is your Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, now? So the Mawlana thought for a while and said that he is next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat al-Firdaus. The Reverend asked the next question. Where was your Prophet during the battle of Karbala? So the Mawlana gave the same reply, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat al-Firdaus. So Mawlana asked the next question. Where was he when his grandson, Hussein and Hassan, may Allah be pleased with them, when they were being martyred in Karbala, where was the Prophet? So Mawlana paused for a while and then said that he was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat al-Firdaus. So the Reverend asked the next question. When your Prophet was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with God Almighty, when his grandsons were being killed, why didn't he request, why didn't he tell God Almighty to save his grandson? So there was a long pause. Maulana Sahib was silent. And the Muslim audience thought, Maulana Sahib gay. Now he's gone. What did he answer? There was a long pause. The Reverend said, Maulana Sahib, why don't you answer? Why didn't your Prophet tell God Almighty to save his grandson when he was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? After a long pause, the Maulana said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cried. The Reverend said, what? Allah cried? He said, yes. Allah said, when I could not save my own son from the cross, how will I save your grandson? This is battle of wits. The Holy Quran says, speak with hikmah. قُدُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْزِكَ الْحَسْنَةِ وَجَادِلُمْ بِاللَّتِيَ أَحَسَنِ. It is invite all the way of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching and argue with them and reason with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. This is a battle of wits. When someone corners you, you should use your hikmah. Though this is not the right answer, but he used his hikmah to turn the tables over. So let's discuss the prophet of a beloved prophet in the Jewish and the Christian scriptures. The Holy Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament deals with the stories of all the prophets that came before Jesus, peace be upon him. And the New Testament deals with the life of the messenger, Jesus, peace be upon him. If you read the Holy Bible of the Catholic, the dual version, it has got 73 books. If you read the other edition, Good News Bible, it has 81 books. But the main dual version has got 73 books. The Bible of the Protestants has only 66 books. They say that 7 books from the Old Testament, they are apocryphal. They apocryphal. The masses of the people don't understand the meaning of Apocrypha. It means doubtful. So therefore the Protestant Christians, they don't believe in these six books. So the Old Testament of the Catholics contains 46 books. The Old Testament of the Protestants, it contains 39 books. The New Testament of both contains 27 books. The Holy Quran says in Surah Araf, chapter number 7, verse number 157, that the Jews and Christians, they follow a messenger, the unlettered prophet, which is mentioned in the Law and the Gospel. So if you read the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 18, it says, God Almighty says, that I shall raise thee up a prophet from among thy brethren, like unto thee, and I shall put my words into his mouth, and he shall speak all that I command him. If you ask the Christian that who does this prophecy refer to, he will say it refers to Jesus, peace be upon him. And to make it fit Jesus, peace be upon him, he will say that he, since Moses, peace be upon him, was a prophet, even Jesus, peace be upon him, was a prophet. Since Moses, peace be upon him, was a Jew, even Jesus, peace be upon him, was a Jew. So this prophecy fits to no one but Jesus, peace be upon him. The prophecy says he should be like Moses. If these two are the only criteria, that the person should be a prophet and should be a Jew, then all the prophets mentioned in the Bible after Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, like Solomon, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, John the Baptist, may peace be upon them all these prophets fulfilled the prophecy, because all were Jewish and all of them were prophets of God Almighty. In fact, if you analyze, this prophecy fits to no one better than our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Because Moses, peace be upon him, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, both of them, they had mother and father. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, was born miraculously, without any male intervention. He only had a mother, he had no father. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is more like Moses, peace be upon him. And Jesus, peace be upon him, is unlike Moses, peace be upon him. Both Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, they were married and had children. According to the Bible, Jesus, peace be upon him, was not married, neither did he have any children. Both Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, they died a natural death. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, according to the Holy Quran, he was raised up alive. According to the false reading of the Bible, they say he was crucified on the cross. Anyway, he did not die a natural death. Both Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, they brought new laws. Jesus, peace be upon him, brought no new law. It's mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 17, that think not I have come to destroy the law and the prophets. I have come not to destroy, but to fulfill. So according to the Bible, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says that he brought no new law. Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them both, besides being prophets of God Almighty, they were even worldly kings. Worldly kings mean if they wanted, they could give any other human being the punishment of death. They were worldly kings. This was not the case with Jesus, peace be upon him. Both Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, they were accepted by the people as a whole later on. But Jesus, peace be upon him, it's mentioned in the Gospel that, in the Gospel of John, he approached his own and his own forsook him. That means his own did not accept him. So if you analyze, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is more like Moses, peace be upon him. And Jesus, peace be upon him, is unlike Moses, peace be upon him. This prophecy fits to no one but our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And further says that I shall put my words into his mouth and he shall speak all that I command him. And we know that the Holy Quran was a revelation given to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, through Archangel Gabriel. And whatever was revealed to him, he repeated it verbatim, as though words were put in his mouth. And the next verse of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 19 says that if anyone does not hearken unto my words, I shall require it of him. One particular version says, I shall take revenge. That means any person who believes in the Bible, who does not hearken unto the words of this prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take revenge from him. It further mentions the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 29, verse number 12, that then the book will be given to the prophet, and when he will be asked to read, he will say that I am not learned. And we know that when the first revelation came to our beloved prophet, when Archangel Gabriel said, Iqra, our beloved prophet replied, Ma ana biqari. Ma ana biqari, which means, I am not learned. This prophecy again fits to no one but our beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Even the name of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is mentioned by name in the Holy Bible, in the Old Testament. It's mentioned in the book of Solomon, chapter number 5, verse number 16. The Hebrew quotation is, Hikko mamitakim, vikulli muhammadin, zahdudi wa zahirai, baina Jerusalem. It's a Hebrew quotation, which says, Hikko mamitakim, vikulli muhammadin. The word Muhammad, to it is added im, because in the Hebrew language, if you give respect to anyone, im is added. Like how you have Elo for God, you say Elohim. It's a respect. Same to the word Muhammad is added im, Muhammadin, peace be upon him. So, in the original Hebrew text of the Old Testament, Song of Solomon, chapter number 5, verse number 16, our beloved prophet is mentioned by name. But the translation says that he is most sweet. He is altogether lovely. The Hebrew word Muhammadin has been translated into altogether lovely. He is most sweet. He is altogether lovely. He is my friend. He is my beloved. O daughters of Jerusalem. But in the original text, the word Muhammadin is there. Let's discuss the prophecy in the Christian scriptures. All the prophecies that are mentioned in the Old Testament of the Bible are also to be followed by the Christians. In addition to the Old Testament, they also believe in the New Testament. The Holy Quran says in Surah Saf, chapter number 61, verse number 5, that Jesus, peace be upon him, the son of Mary, was sent as a messenger to the children of Israel, to the Bani Israel, confirming the law that came before them, and giving glad tidings of a prophet to come, whose name shall be Ahmad, peace be upon him. The Holy Quran says in Surah Saf, chapter number 61, verse number 6, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Prophet Ahmad, peace be upon him, will be prophesied in the scriptures of the Christians. Besides he being mentioned in the Old Testament, he is also prophesied in the New Testament. It's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 16. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says that I shall pray to my Father, to God Almighty, to send you another Comforter, who will abide with you forever. The Gospel of John, chapter number 15, verse number 26 says, that when this Comforter will come to you, who will be sent by my Father, he will glorify me, he will testify me. It's further mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7, that nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter shall not come. For if I depart, shall I send him. Now if you analyze, in the Greek, original Greek manuscript that you have, the word used is parakletos. It's actually a corrupted form of the original word perikletos, which if you translate means the praiseworthy or the praising one. If you translate into Arabic, means Muhammad or Ahmad, peace be upon him. So in the original manuscript, in the original Greek, Perikletos means Ahmad or Muhammad, peace be upon him. Even if you agree that it is not Perikletos, it's Parakletos, the exact translation is not Comforter, it means an advocate or a friend. But irrespective of the Christians, whether they say it's Perikletos or Parakletos, whether it is praiseworthy or praising one or the kind one or comforter or advocate, Alhamdulillah, all these meanings fit our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Christian may say that this comforter, which the Bible refers to, is the Holy Spirit. It does not refer to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So you have to remind them. The prophecy says in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7, that nevertheless I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter shall not come. For if I depart, shall I send him. That means the criteria for the comforter to come is that Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, should go away. And the Holy Spirit which the Christians speak about was already there before Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, came. It was there in the womb of Elizabeth. It was there when Jesus Christ was being baptized, peace be upon him. So surely it cannot refer to the Holy Spirit, and it only refers to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. There are several prophecies. It further mentions the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 12 to 14, that I have yet many things to say unto you. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says that I have yet many things to say unto you, but he cannot bear them now. For he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you unto all truth. He shall tell you things to come. He shall glorify me. This Spirit of truth which the Holy Bible speaks about is no one but our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The prophecy of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is very clearly given even in the New Testament. Chapter number 46, verse number 10, that tells the people that see you not that this is a book from God Almighty, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you reject it. Even after a witness from amongst you, from among the Ahl al-Kitab, testifies to its similarity with the early scriptures. He was a believer. But you are arrogant, and Allah guides not the unjust people. The prophecy, the Holy Quran says that, don't you see that this is a book from God Almighty, the Holy Quran, and you non-Muslims reject it, whether it be the Hindus, whether it be the Parsis, whether it be the Buddhists, whether it be the Jews, whether it be the Christians, it says, this book is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a witness from amongst you has already testified to its similarities about the Prophet or beloved Prophet, and you reject it. The witness from amongst you was a believer. And you are arrogant people. You are unjust. And Allah guides not the unjust people. I would like to end my talk by quoting a verse of the Holy Quran from Surah Al-Kawthar, chapter number 108, verse number 1 to 3, which says, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shaniyaka wal abtar. Which means that we have granted thee, that is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the fount of abundance, Jannah. The fount of abundance. So turn to thy Lord in prayer and sacrifice. And anyone who hated thee, that is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he will be cut off from all future hope. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.